Blog Talk Radio.
Everybody, bless the Lord, oh my soul, and all that is within me, bless his holy name. For this is the day that the Lord has made. Let us all rejoice and be glad in it. And welcome to Pray One for Another. I'm your host, Evangelist Hilder, sitting in for my pastor, Prophet R.D. Wiggins, who is the pastor of House of Manessa Christian Ministries. And we are a church beyond walls. I'd like to first of all take this time to thank you for tuning in. And this is Pray One for Another, Sweet Hour of Prayer, where we pray every Tuesday through Fridays from 6 p.m. to 7 p.m. And at 7 p.m. this evening, I will come with a word from the Lord. Amen. And you can call in your prayer requests at 319-527-6204. We are here to pray for you, with you, and right along beside you. Our motto comes from James chapter 5, verse 16, where it says, "Confess your trespasses to one another and pray for one another that ye may be healed. The effective, fervent prayer of a righteous man availeth much. Praise be to God. Let us pray. A thanksgiving prayer allows people to thank God for what they are given by God. A prayer of thanksgiving addresses a number of factors, including people, objects, life, food, shelter, nature, health, or weather. In daily life, people thank others for holding open a door, a gift received, or a meal shared. According to the Case for Christ Study Bible, in Psalms 100 describes this prayer: shout for joy to the Lord, all the earth. Worship the Lord with gladness. Come before him with joyful songs. Know that the Lord is good. It is he who made us, and we are his people, the sheep of his pasture. Enter his gates with thanksgiving and his courts with praise. Give thanks to him and praise his name. For the Lord is good, and his love endureth forever. His faithfulness continues throughout all generations. Let us pray. Father God, I just want to thank you for this ministry and vision. And I pray your Holy Spirit manifest the breakthrough of deliverance, healing, and salvation through all nine of its gifts, and that this prayer ministry grows in partnership, fellowship, and membership. In the mighty name of your Son, Jesus, we pray. Amen, amen, and amen. To God be the glory. At this time, I'd like to welcome in the Holy Spirit into the sanctuary, because we never like to start our broadcast or our service without inviting the Holy Spirit to come into the midst of it all. Holy Spirit, you are welcome here, by Francesca. Praise be to God.
There's nothing worth more that could ever come close. No thing can compare. You're our living hope. Your presence, Lord. I've tasted and seen my heart becomes free and my shame is undone. Your presence, Lord. Holy Spirit, you are welcome here. Come your glory, God.
Amen. Lord, when life is difficult, I am tempted to abandon hope in the future. But you are my God, and I can draw strength from you. Let me trust you, Father, in good times and in bad times. Let me persevere, even if my soul is troubled. And let me follow your Son, Jesus Christ, this day and forever. In his name I pray. Amen, amen, and amen. Praise be to God.
I am the creator, I am the maker of the universe. I am the one who spoke into nothing and all creation heard. I am he who has all power in my hand. And if you believe on my word, you can stand. I am a healer, mender of broken hearts, Alpha Omega, your destiny and where. Let me be who I am to you. That's who I am. Just let me be who I am for you.
Stop it.
I am the one who sees a need and always provides. I am the one whose name is a tower where you can run and hide. I am he who has all power in my hand. And if you believe on my word, where you start,
I am the one
moment and consider. When God speaks to Sarah at 90 years old and tells her she's about to give birth to a baby, she laughs. But God responds and says, is anything too hard for me? And some of y'all have situations that look like they can't be fixed. But you have to understand that when I am is in the picture, anything is possible. I need you to look at somebody and say, anything is possible. So God says, no matter what it looks like, God says, you're overwhelmed. Racking with pain, but I am. Look at somebody say, God says,
I am.
Let me be who
I am.
I don't understand how I'm gonna get out of it, but. And say, God says,
I am.
Look at somebody else and say, God says,
I am.
Somebody needs another God says,
I am.
One more time, y'all. Tell them who he is. He says,
I am.
I know the numbers are bigger than you, but one more time, say, God says,
I am.
Just lean on him because
I am.
You can live here.
I am.
I am. Praise be to God. Heavenly Father, free me from anger and bitterness. When I am angry, I cannot feel the peace that you intended for my life. When I am bitter, I cannot sense your presence. Keep me mindful that forgiveness is your commandment. Let me turn away from bitterness and instead claim the spiritual abundance that you offer through the gift of your Son, Jesus Christ. Amen, amen, and amen. Praise be to God. You are listening to Pray One for Another, Sweet Hour of Prayer, where we pray every Tuesday through Fridays from 6 p.m. to 7 p.m. And at 7 p.m. this evening, I will come with a word from the Lord. Amen. So in the meantime, I will play another selection.
I come before your throne. that the Lord always be for me. I bless your name. I bless your name. For I will look unto the altar and the finisher of my faith. Come on, let's take it higher.
I'll live for you.
I'll live for you.
I'll die in you.
For I have said the Lord always before me. Because you're on my right hand, I shall not be moved. I bless your name. The Lord with me, somebody. Forever we love you. Forever we live to worship you, Lord. We bless you, Jesus. I live for you.
God, it is now time for our devotional message, amen, which is entitled, Taste and See That I Am Good. Praise God. And my scripture readings for this message is coming from Psalms chapter 34, verse 8. And it says, taste and see that the Lord is good. Blessed is the man who takes refuge in him. Amen. Praise God. My second scripture reading is coming from Genesis chapter 16, verses 13 through 14. from the AMP Bible, and it says, so she called the name of the Lord who spoke to her, the living one who sees me. Praise be to God. My third scripture reading is coming from John chapter 20, verse 19. And it says, on the evening of that first day of the week, when the disciples were together with the doors locked for fear of the Jews, Jesus came and stood among them and said, peace be with you. Praise be to God. And my fourth scripture reading is coming from Colossians chapter 3, verse 15. And it says, let the peace of Christ rule in your hearts, since as members of one body, you were called to peace, and be thankful. May the Lord add a blessing to the reading of his mighty word. Amen. Taste and see that I am good. The more intimately you experience me, the more convinced you become of my goodness. I am the living one who sees you and longs to participate in your life. I am training you to find me in each moment and to be a channel of my loving presence. Sometimes my blessings come to you in mysterious ways, through pain and trouble. At such times, you can know my goodness only through your trust in me. Understanding will fail you, but trust will keep you close to me. Thank me for the gift of my peace, a gift of such immense proportions that you cannot fathom its deep or breadth. When I appear to my disciples, after the resurrection, it was peace that I communicated first of all. I knew this was their deepest need, to calm their fears and clear their minds. I also speak peace to you, for I know your anxious thoughts. Listen to me. Tune out other voices, so that you can hear me more clearly. I designed you to dwell in peace all day, every day. Draw near to me. Receive my peace. Amen. I hope and pray that this devotional message was a blessing to you as it is unto me. Praise be to God. At this time, I will play another selection.
Played it a million times, but still it escapes my mind. The grace you've shown towards me, I just can't believe how you never turned away when I pushed you far away. You're the light that breathes through me. Now I've been set free.
There are no words to follow my Savior.
do right. Wrong seems to follow me. I still can't believe how you never let me go. How you never lost your hope. You keep proving your love to me.
Hard time will make your face too back. A waste of life, you can't turn back. Mama cried so much till she had a heart attack. In your cell, you're crying out, oh Lord. In the darkness, the voice answers your call. You feel the Holy Spirit anointed you fall. The light of His word pick you up and stand tall. Stand tall.
Your priorities be my priorities. Let your will be my will. Let your word be my guide. And let me grow in faith and in wisdom this day and every day. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen, amen, and amen. Again, you are listening to Pray One for Another, Sweet Hour of Prayer, where we pray every Tuesday through Fridays from 6 p.m. to 7 p.m. And at 7 p.m. this evening, I will come with a word from the Lord. Amen. To God be the glory.
Kingdom
together we fill up the basket with our tithes and offerings to give because we love and we want to be a part in the building of God's kingdom on earth. You can send your love gift offerings to House of Vanessa Christian Ministries, P.O. Box 596, Bronx, New York, 10468. For God loves a cheerful giver. In Hebrew, it is said, Baruch atah Adonai, Eloheinu melech haolam, Sheheko nihiya bivaro, Sheheko bara likvodo, Shetamit sukeh bivetro, Shekoko melech haolam, Veshemu vadam Yeshua Meshikenu. Amen. Blessed are you, Lord our God, King of the universe, who brings about everything by his word, who creates all for his glory, who always remembers his covenant, whose power fills the universe, in the name and blood of Jesus, our Messiah. Amen.
Cheerfully giving in love.
you might be sitting there thinking to yourself, where is my God now? So many hypocrites professing to be Christians, lying and gossiping in the church. But I'm here to let you know that it starts with you, because all it takes is the anointing to make a difference. Now listen. Times in your life when you don't know what to do, it seems like everything is going wrong and you don't know how you'll make it through. You try and you try so hard to be a good neighbor. They took your kindness for weakness and didn't return your favor.
Let it spirit.
Oh,
honey.
Dear Lord, your word tells me that it is more blessed to give than to receive. Make me a faithful steward of the gifts you have given me, and let me share those gifts generously with others today and every day that I live. In Jesus' name, I pray. Amen, amen, and amen. Praise be to God. Fellowship be a reflection of the love we feel for each other and the love we feel for you. In Jesus' name, amen, amen, and amen. Praise be to God.
you picked a way to go. At the fork of the road, living day by day, so life goes. Never say never, or come what may, for there's a greater power. On the right hand of the throne, he reigns. Prayer changes things. Prayer changes things. Down on your knees you pray, rising up to a blessing. Prayer changes things. Trying to make tomorrow better than today. Yesterday's rain brings hope of a Sunday. Never say never, or come what may. Changes things. Prayer changes things. Down on your knees you pray, rising up to a blessing. Prayer changes things. Prayer changes things. Prayer changes. Rising up to a blessing. Prayer changes things. Oh, 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 oh.
Amen. Praise be to God. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. And that concludes our sweet hour of prayer. And as I will pray us out. Dear Lord, I have fallen short of your commandments. And you have forgiven me. You have blessed me with your love and your mercy. Enable me to be merciful toward others. Father, just as you have been merciful to me, and let me share your love with all whom I meet. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen, amen. And amen. And that concludes our sweet hour of prayer. At this time, I will play a selection. And after this selection, I will come back and give a word from the Lord. Praise God. Praise God, praise God. No. Here we go. To God be the glory.
I want you to open up your heart and let God's Spirit come in. Come on, say it.
Bang.
Thank you.
Jesus. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Well, I don't know about you, but I come to worship and praise the Lord this evening. Amen. After this selection, I will come back with a word from the Lord. Praise be to God.
Let's go ahead.
Because
he is worthy to praise.
Let's go.
Oh,
Praise be to God. Now, if you have your Bibles, I'd like for you to turn with me to the book of Mark, chapter 15. And when you get to 15, go down to verse 16. And we are going to read verses 16 through 32. That's Mark chapter 15, verses 16 through 32. Amen? And I'm reading from the New Living Translation, but you can read from whichever Bible you have on hand. Amen? It's just that it's all the same, just worded differently. Praise God. The soldiers took Jesus into the courtyard of the governor's headquarters called the Praetorium and called out the entire regiment. They dressed him in a purple robe and they wove thorn branches into a crown and put it on his head. Then they saluted him and taunted him, "Hail, King of the Jews." And they struck him on the head with a reed stick, spit on him, and dropped to their knees in mock worship. When they were finally tired of mocking him, they took off the purple robe and put his own clothes on him. Then they led him away to be crucified. A passerby named Simeon, who was from Cyrene, was coming in from the countryside just then, and the soldiers forced him to carry Jesus' cross. Simon was the father of Alexander and Rufus, and they brought Jesus to a place called Golgotha, which means place of the skull. They offered him wine drugged with myrrh, but he refused it. Then the soldiers nailed him to the cross. They divided his clothes and threw dice to decide who would get each piece. It was 9 o'clock in the morning when they crucified him. A sign announced the charge against him. It read, "The King of the Jews." Two revolutionaries were crucified with him, one on his right and one on his left. The people passing by shouted abuse, shaking their heads in mockery. "Ha! Look at you now," they yelled at him. "You said you were going to destroy the temple and rebuild it in 3 days. Well then, save yourself and come down from the cross." The leading priests and teachers of religious law also mocked Jesus. "He saved others," they scoffed, "but he cannot save himself. Let this Messiah, this King of Israel, come down from the cross so we can see it and believe it." Even the men who were crucified with Jesus ridiculed him. May the Lord add a blessing to the reading, hearing, and always the doing of his mighty word. Amen. So you see, when James and John had asked Jesus for the places of honor next to him in his kingdom, Jesus had told them that they did not know what they were asking. Here, as Jesus was preparing to inaugurate his kingdom through his death, the place on his right and on his left were taken by dying men, criminals, as Jesus explained to his two powerful, hungry disciples. A person who wants to be close to Jesus must be prepared to suffer and die, as he himself was doing. The way to the kingdom is the way of the cross. If we want the glory of the kingdom, we must be willing to be united with the crucified Christ. Amen. Praise be to God. Simon was passing by on his way from the country, and they forced him to carry the cross in Mark 15 and 21 in the NIV Bible. A man passing through the crowd was suddenly thrust to center stage of the drama of redemption. Can you imagine the shock and shame that Simon of Cyrene must have experienced? A proud Jew entangled in the ugly proceedings of a crucifixion, a sight reserved for criminals and slaves. They forced him into service. Did Simon resist? If so, his resistance was useless, because Roman authorities could exercise this selective service on the spur of the moment. Although Simon recoiled at the demand to carry Jesus' cross, the experience led to a complete turnaround in his life. Not only did Simon bring relief to the weak and emaciated body of Jesus, his walk to the place of the skull in Matthew 27:33 in the NIV took him to the source of real life. Amen. My text, in fact, let us pray. Lord, you know our hearts and are aware of the motivation for our presence here today. Even as you see our sin, we pray you will bless us with a new transfusion of your love, forgiveness, and power. We know you see the amount of our gifts only as it reflects our capability and commitment. We love you and rejoice in the changes you have made in our lives. In Jesus' name, we pray. Amen, amen, and amen. My text for this message is coming from Mark chapter 15, verse 21 in the NIV. And it says, a certain man from Cyrene, Simon, the father of Alexander and Rufus, was passing by on his way in from the country, and they forced him to carry the cross. Amen. And my title for this message is A Man Passing Through the Crowd. Tonight, my message is divided into three sections. And the first paragraph is this. Praise God. A siren with character. A siren with character. Simon was probably a dedicated Jew. In Acts 6 and 9 notes that the Cyrenian Jews had their own synagogue in Jerusalem. Simon's presence in Jerusalem could indicate his commitment to the faith of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob. Simon was coming in from the country. This very likely means he was an immigrant from North Africa who lived in the farming districts near Jerusalem. Cyrene was noted for its farming. As a farmer, Simon was accustomed to hard work, and his body probably gave evidence of physical strength and endurance. Amen? The soldiers did not have time to waste to lay the cross on a man unused to toil and hardship. Simon was passing by, going about his business. No doubt he had left home early that morning and had many errands to run that day. Simon was a marked contrast with the unruly mob moving from Pilate's palace to Calvary. They had been easily distracted from meaningful work and gave shouts of allegiance to anyone who could arouse their emotions. This Cyrenian with character was on his way to accomplish something. Amen? Caught in the clutches of circumstances, the innocent suffered. Simon's determined and purposeful journey was interrupted by circumstances not of his own choosing. He had another's burden thrust on him. He was caught in the clutches of circumstances. Some of our failures and disappointments come as a result of our own selfish sowing, unwise decision, or hasty judgment. At other times, we are caught in the consequences of another's sin. Simon typifies the suffering of good people throughout all time. His experience illustrates the winding circle of influence that individual decisions had on others. Amen? No man is an island. That is, it is not just my business what I do, but other people's business too. More than conquerors, Simon's experience is an assurance of God's special concern for those who have to bear burdens they did not choose. In Matthew 11 and 28 in the NIV, Jesus said, "Come to me, all you who are weary and burdened, and I will give you rest." Hallelujah. In Vietnam, a grenade exploded near Max Cleland, causing the loss of both of his legs and an arm. He courageously faced this tragic circumstances. In 1977 was made head of the Vietnam's administration. Cleland testified, "There is help available from God when we need it most." He closed many of his speeches and interviews with this prayer, written during the Civil War by a Confederate soldier. "I ask God for strength that I might achieve. I was made weak that I might learn humbly to obey. I ask for help that I might go do greater things. I was given infirmities that I might do better things. I ask for riches that I might be happy. I was given property that I might be wise. I ask for power that I might have the praise of men. I was given weakness that I might feel the need of God. I ask for all things that I might enjoy life. I was given life that I might enjoy all things. I got nothing that I asked for, but everything I had hoped for. Almost despite myself, my unspoken prayers were answered. I am among all men most richly blessed. With Christ, we can conquer circumstances of life, Romans 8 and 37. Praise be to God. Chico, come here. Sit down there where I can see you. Sit down. Praise be to God. Converted at the cross. Mark identified Simon as the father of Alexander and Rufus. These were men known to the readers of the gospel. Evidently active in the fellowship of believers. In Romans 16:13, Paul sent greetings to Rufus, chosen in the Lord. Is this the same individual, Simon's son? Is this scriptural evidence that Simon was converted and established a Christian home that nurtured two Christian boys who became leaders in the church? I think so. Did Simon and Jesus talk as the procession made its way to Calvary? How was Simon changed by his encounter with Jesus? Bitterness turned to belief. Hatred became hope. Shame moved to salvation. He heard Jesus pray, "Father, forgive them, for they know not what they do." Simon saw Jesus willingly give himself, and slowly the hope of the prophets dawned into reality. He was pierced for our transgression. He was crushed for our iniquities. The punishment that brought us peace was upon him. And by his wounds, we are healed. Isaiah 53:5 in the NIV. Praise be to God. Thank you, Lord. Okay. Praise God, praise God. Christ's death in its greatest terror, it was the death of the vilest malefactors. Thus the cross and the shame are put together. God having been dishonored by the sin of man, Christ made sanctification by submitting to the greatest disgrace, Christ made satisfaction by submitting to the greatest disgrace human nature could be loaded with. It was a cursed death. Thus it was branded by the Jewish law. Deuteronomy 21:23. The Roman soldiers mocked our Lord Jesus as a king. Thus in the high priest's hall, the servant had mocked him as a prophet and savior. Shall a purple or scarlet robe be made of pride to a Christian, which was matter of reproach and shame to Christ? He wore the crown of thorns, which we deserve, that we might wear the crown of glory, which he merit. We were by sin liable to everlasting shame and contempt. To deliver us, our Lord Jesus submitted to shame and contempt. He was led forth with the workers of iniquity. Though he did no sin, the suffering of the meek and holy Redeemer are ever a source of instructions to the believer, of which in his best hour he cannot be weary. Did Jesus thus suffer? And shall I, a vile sinner, fret or repine? Shall I indulge anger or utter reproaches and threats because of troubles and injuries? The place where our Lord Jesus was crucified was called the place of the skull. It was the common place of execution, for he was in all respect numbered with the transgressions. Whenever we look unto Christ crucified, we must remember what was written over his head. He is a king, and we must give up ourselves to be his subject. As Israelites, indeed, they crucified two thieves with him and him in the midst. There, they thereby intended him great honor, dishonor. But it was foretold that he should be numbered with the transgressors. Because he was made sin for us, even those who passed by railed at him. They told him to come down from the cross and they would believe, but they did not believe, though he gave them a more convincing sign when he came up from the grave. With what earnestness will the man who firmly believed the truth, as made known by the suffering of Christ, seek for salvation? With what gratitude will he receive the dawning hope of forgiveness and eternal life, as purchased for him by the suffering and death of the Son of God? And with what godly sorrow will he moan over the sins which crucified the Lord of glory? To God be the glory. And as I bring this message to a close, I just want to say one last thing, and that is, Arthur Blessed, chaplain of Sunset Strip, California, carried a 90-pound cross across America and many countries of the world, speaking at a national conference. He related how he had carried the cross across the newly opened border between Israel and Egypt soon after the historic Camp David Peace Treaty was signed. The Arab commander at the border asked for a piece of his cross. Jesus said, "Whoever wants to be my disciple must deny themselves and take up their cross and follow me." Mark 8:34 in the NIV. You may be passing today, just a person in the crowd, maybe a jeweled cross hangs around your neck. What does that mean to you? Have you taken up the cross? The way of the cross leads to forgiveness of sin, abundant life, and the defeat of death. Simon of Cyrene, a man passing through the crowd, found this amazing hope in the cross. So can you. To God be the glory. Hallelujah. I hope and pray that this message was a blessing unto you as it was unto me. And if you have not accepted Christ as your personal Savior, and you want to do so, now is the time. And all you have to do is to repeat this prayer of salvation after me. Father, I know that I have sinned and fallen short of your grace and mercy. Lord, please have mercy on me. I am a sinner. Save me, deliver me, and set me free from all that hinders and binds me. Please help me to avoid sinning again. I believe that your Son, Jesus Christ, died for my sins, was resurrected from the dead, is alive, and hears my prayer. Jesus, become the Lord of my life, to rule and reign in my heart from this day forward. I need your Holy Spirit to help me obey you and to do your will for the rest of my life. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen, amen, and amen. And if you have said that prayer and believe in your heart that Jesus died on the cross, rose from the dead, is alive, I now welcome you into the family of God. And the next thing that you have to do is to find yourself a good Bible-based church to further your walk. Amen? And my benediction for this message is coming from Jude 24-25. Where it says, "Now to him who is able to keep you from stumbling and to present you faultless before the presence of his glory with exceeding joy, to God our Savior, who alone is wise, be glory and majesty, dominion and power, both now and forever." And let us all say, amen, amen, and amen. I want to thank each and every one of you for tuning in to another episode of Pray One for Another. May God bless you and heaven smile upon you till we meet again next week, Tuesday, at 6 p.m. when I will come with our sweet hour of prayer. And I want to thank all of my Blog Talk listeners, all of my Facebook listeners, my Twitter listeners, and my all of my YouTube listeners. And again, I just want to thank you for showing up in the spirit and didn't find it robbery to hear the word of God this night, this evening. Amen. So God bless you. Have a wonderful weekend. Be safe and be blessed. And shalom.
Belongs to you. my sins, but I thank you for sending Jesus Christ to die for my sins. Jesus, I ask you to come into my life right now. Be my Lord, Savior, and friend. Let your Holy Spirit abide in me. Help me to follow you all the days of my life as your disciple. I thank you for forgiving me and receiving me right now. Any prodigal sons and daughters out there that would like to be rededicated, let us pray. God, I am sorry for my sins. I am sorry that I have strayed from you. I ask you for your forgiveness. I repent for my sins. I don't want to live like a prodigal son any longer, or a prodigal daughter. Renew, revive me. As I once again follow you, I thank you, Lord.
Thank you for tuning in, and if you'd like to be a blessing to this ministry, you can send your love gift offerings to Pray One for Another, P.O. Box 596, Bronx, New York, 10468.